This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. There are plenty of folks uncomfortable with the idea of consuming genetically modified foods, so it's no surprise that a planned experiment to release millions of genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida isn't a universally popular idea. British researchers are hoping to use the bugs in the fight against dengue fever and chikungunya, viral diseases spread by mosquito bites. And journalist for the Associated Press, Jennifer Kay, is here to talk more about the experiment. Jennifer, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about how these mosquitoes have been genetically modified. What's different about them?
What's different about these mosquitoes compared to the ones that you see out there in the world every summer up there in New Hampshire? These are mosquitoes that are specifically one kind of mosquito, the Aedes aegypti. It's a mosquito species that's known to carry diseases like the ones you just mentioned, dengue fever and chikungunya. And they are modified in a lab so that when the male mosquitoes are released, the male mosquitoes will mate with wild, regular mosquitoes out there in the Florida Keys. And then any offspring they produce will die off in the larvae stage. So the male mosquitoes carry an autocytal gene that will kill off the next generation of mosquitoes. And this will help reduce the number of wild Aedes aegypti mosquitoes in the Florida Keys.
Why are they only releasing males?
Because male mosquitoes don't bite. Male mosquitoes don't need the blood meal that female mosquitoes do because they're producing eggs and for the offspring.
Huh.
Male mosquitoes just eat nectar. They're basically carb lovers. They don't need the protein. So male mosquitoes aren't going to bite humans.
Now, that's the hope anyway. I mean, is there any risk that even a few of these females would be able to get out? I mean, it's just hard to imagine breeding millions of mosquitoes and maybe having it just 100% perfect experiment. You're never going to have any sort of flyaways.
Well, right. And Oxitec says that up front, that there might be a small statistical blip where some of the mosquitoes, the female mosquitoes, are modified and do get out of the lab. They are sorted by hand. It's not a machine that's releasing these. They do have lab workers who are going through and checking to make sure that the modified mosquitoes are mostly as close to 100% as possible being released. And Oxitec maintains that even if a few females do get out there, it'll be such a small percentage that it won't be any danger to people, and that even if a female modified mosquito bites anyone, there really isn't any danger of transmitting that material.
Is this the first experiment of its kind that they've run?
It's not the first experiment in the world. This would be the first time these mosquitoes would be released in the U.S. Oxitec has released these mosquitoes in small trials in the Cayman Islands, in Panama, in Brazil, and in Malaysia. And Oxitec says that they have had such great success, particularly in Brazil and the Cayman Islands, that those countries want them to come back and do larger tests.
Now, obviously, dengue fever is a big, big problem, but how big of a problem is it here in Florida? It seems kind of odd that there would be an experiment in Florida where, as far as I know, there haven't really been any outbreaks.
Well, we have had some outbreaks. It's something that is present. We do have a number of cases every year in Florida that are locally acquired. In 2009 and 2010, there were several dozen cases of dengue in the Florida Keys. And just last year, a community farther north along Florida's Atlantic coast also had an outbreak of a few dozen cases. So it is present here in Florida. And the worry is that we'll just keep seeing more as more people are coming to Florida. There's a concern that a warming climate makes the environment more hospitable to those mosquitoes.
So what's the reaction been? I mean, do people know that this might happen?
Yes. The Florida Keys Mosquito Control District and Oxitec have been very public and very open about their plans. They've had a number of public meetings over the several years that this test has been in the works. They're trying to get out and answer as many questions as people have. It seems like they keep running into the same questions over and over about how this works and what the risks are to the people who live there.
I wonder, as a reporter, if you read this, and do you get a sense of whether or not, you know, the risks posed by something like dengue fever outweigh the qualms that people may have and may always have when it comes to genetically modified organisms of any kind?
Yeah, I went to one of the public meetings that the Mosquito Control District and Oxitec had in November in Key West, in the neighborhood where they want to release these modified mosquitoes. Then I watched a video of the subsequent meeting that they had for the entire city. My impression was that people just hear genetically modified and then they stop listening. That's what they're afraid of. They're not necessarily afraid of dengue. They say, oh, well, we haven't had dengue in the Keys in 5 years. But health officials tell you that dengue fever and chikungunya are big concerns.
Now, if this is successful, first of all, if it gets permission and then they go ahead, see a great success, do you see this sort of tactic being adopted elsewhere in the United States, maybe to fight things like, you know, West Nile, which admittedly is not all that prevalent, but it's something that, you know, makes waves in the media whenever it comes, at least to New Hampshire?
Well, the thing about mosquito control is that it's really interesting. There's a lot of different things going on out there. One program is a genetic modification that Oxitec does. There are other tests going on in the U.S. that would use a bacteria, injecting a kind of bacteria into the mosquitoes so that it's like the mosquito is carrying its own insecticide. We can just spray more chemicals at them. But, you know, mosquitoes build resistance over time to different chemicals. Another problem in the Keys, they've concluded that 4 out of 6 chemicals approved to spray for the Aedes aegypti mosquito no longer are effective. There's a lot of different things that are happening out there. This, what's happening with Oxitec and the genetic modification, that's kind of one piece of this larger discussion about how to deal with mosquitoes that carry diseases.
Jennifer Kay is a reporter for the Associated Press and author of the article, Millions of GMO Insects Could Be Released in Florida Keys. You can imagine that headline being read several different ways. Jennifer Kay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You can find a link to that article on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Thanks for your listening time today. Lots more to check out at wordofmouthradio.org. And if you missed any of today's show, you can always catch it in its entirety with the Word of Mouth podcast. There's a link to subscribe at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also search Word of Mouth NHPR in iTunes. And if you like the podcast, tell a friend. After all, the best suggestions tend to travel by word of mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Join us for more Word of Mouth right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.